they'd be considered less polite than the outhouse or whatever?
No, I don't think so. Technically, the technical probably is privy, but I think most people wouldn't say, well, I got to go out to the privy. They might say, I'll go out to the outhouse. But most of those were getting out of style as I came along. I only remember I had a cousin up country that used to use, they still had the facilities, they might call them, out back.
Right. Have you ever heard any cruder terms, any joking terms, other than the ones that have been mentioned?
Well, yeah, some of us call it the shit house, yeah, or something, you know, but that's about all.
Heard it called the Johnny, or a one-holer, or a two-holer.
Yeah, some say they got a two-holer or a one-holer. I never heard one called a Johnny, though, Johnny, until recent years.
The necessary?
Well, that's right. I've heard it referred to as that.
Did you say that far?
Necessary? Yeah.
I don't know if you've had much experience around farms.
Yeah.
Growing up here.
Yeah.
Could you tell me about some of the typical buildings you find on farms in this area?
Well, they have a barn, or chicken house, or some people call them a chicken coop. But now, to me, a chicken coop is a very small thing, like a cage rather than an elevated cage where you might keep a few chicken in to fatten them up, as opposed to the chicken house, was a big room that you could walk into with the chickens. Some call them a laying house.
Would you ever use that term? Well, you know, these, I guess you call them cages that you see stacked on trucks to ship the chickens to market in?
Mm-hmm.
What would you call that?
Crate.
Crate. Would you call that a coop?
Crate, no. Well, some people might call it a chicken coop. Mm-hmm. Yeah, go get a coop and put those chickens in it. Now, that's, but now I've seen, look more like a pigeon box of some kind. And why they use those, I don't know. But, well, if they had a chicken that was wanting to nest a hen, or setting hen, that they wanted to discourage this hen from that. They get obnoxious and crotchety when they do this. And some people, I think, felt that it had something to do with the heat. And so they put them outside in these little coops where they were open all around, like screen or chicken wire, and kind of cool them off until they got over that urge to nest. And then they get back to laying or something. Well, they had in the around the farm or corn crib. Some would have a fertilizer shed. Possibly.
This would be a separate building, the fertilizer shed?
Sometimes, yeah.
Were there any other buildings where grain other than corn would be stored?
Down here, I don't really remember any. I call them a grain bin or something. I don't ever really remember any farms where they stored a lot of things other than maybe corn.
Mm-hmm. Are you familiar with the term granary?
Yeah, I know what a granary is, but I don't remember it as a term we used.
What does that mean to you?